This Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha. May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Noorallah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program, Hajj, the Journey of a Lifetime. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the previous episodes, we talked about how to welcome the beautiful month of Hajj, how to take advantage and especially the zikr that we need to do in the first 10 days of Zulhijjatul Haram, and also how what are the advantages of performing Hajj. Alhamdulillah, we learned that as well. Now inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode we're going to be talking about the disadvantages of not performing Hajj. What are the punishments for not performing Hajj? When someone has the means, he has the istita'at, and he still does not perform Hajj, what is the ruling in Shariat for that person? And also, inshallah, azawajal, we need to learn these, you know, words of wisdom from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, so that we can save ourselves from the humiliation of the Day of Judgment. Remember, you'll see a lot of people today that say that they can't perform Hajj. Time koni, kamma para, chutti nahi labni, children are young, can't get day off from work. If you speak to a scholar, he'll guide you. He'll tell you when Hajj will be right for you. Tell him everything and let him decide for you if Hajj is farz upon you or not. Rather than asking a question and then answering yourself. Is Hajj farz upon me? No, it's not. Why? I've got kids. Is Hajj farz upon you? No, it's not, because I can't get days off from work. Don't ask a question and then answer the question yourself. Leave it to the Muftiyani Kiram, leave it to Darul Ifta. They will guide you, and inshallah azawajal, they will tell you how to go about this. So today, especially for those people who have not performed Hajj as yet, abhi Hajj nahin kiya, and there's no apparent reasons why we shouldn't do Hajj, then this is for yourself. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he says that he heard the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam say that a person who has the means to travel for Hajj until he returns back home, but he doesn't perform Hajj, then he can die as a non-believer. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentions inside the glorious Quran, and spend from what we have provided you before death approaches anyone of you. And then he says, my Lord, why did you not give me respite for a little while, so I would have given charity and become of the virtuous people? Allah has provided you with that rizq, with that money, with that means, with that health that you can travel. But we don't travel. So then, my dear Islam brothers, what will happen is that person who has the means, then what will happen is that a person, he will on the Day of Judgment say that, Ya Allah, why did you not give me enough time so that I could give in sadaqah? But Allah Ta'ala, he will say to that person, I did give you time. You had so many years to live in the world. Why did you not remember me? Why did you forget me? Did you not know that Hajj is farz upon you once in a lifetime, and you could not complete that one Hajj in the lifetime? In another place, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, and Allah will never give respite to any soul when its promise arrives, and Allah is aware of your deeds. What we are doing, you know, the excuses people are making for not performing Hajj. I've got this excuse, I've got that excuse. Do you not think that Allah Ta'ala is aware of what you are doing? Do you not think that Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of everything that you do? What excuses are we making? Why are we making these excuses? Should we not be bowing our head to Allah Azza wa Jalla and say that, Ya Allah, please forgive me. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, have mercy upon me. Why are we forgetting that? And then, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Allah Ta'ala has promised that when His promise arrives, then when Allah Azza wa Jalla, He punishes that person for not performing it. So in the previous hadith we mentioned that you can die as a non-believer if you don't perform Hajj and you've got the means and everything. How many people? I know so many people, not on my hands, but I know so many, sadly, I know so many people that can perform Hajj, but don't perform Hajj. Yeah, every day we go and go on holiday. Every year we take 2-3 weeks off from work. We go take our families to Pakistan. We take our families on holiday. Yeah, and what the excuses are, well, we're off work anyway. We're not here to work, are we? Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created humans and jinns for my worship. So we are not here to earn money, to work. Okay, it's a need. It's a necessity. But it's not our mission. There's two different things. One is your need and one is your maqsad. What is your reason? Our reason of creation is ibadat. Our need is that we have to go and work. Everyone does that. You know, people sometimes say, oh, these munna maulviyan ki kya suna pata? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, everyone works. To work a halal living is the sunnat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I want to act upon this sunnat. I go to work. Majority of you will go to work in the morning. We don't sit at home. We all work. But remember, our reason of creation is ibadat, not to work and earn money. I'm going to mention a very famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Islam ke 8 hisse hain. There are 8 parts of Islam. Number 1, to recite the kalima is one part. Namaz, salah is the second part. Zakah is third part, is one part. To fast in the month of Ramadan is one part. To perform Hajj is one part. To invite people towards goodness is one part. To forbid people, to stop them from committing evil, bad things is one part. And to go out in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal is one part. Aur jiska koi hissa nahi, wo ruswa hoga. Ruswa means that he's been disgraced on the day of judgment. And aaj dekhein, people have big, big factories running. Itna paisa hai. Namaz, time nahi milta. When he comes, the only thing that we act upon is that we're Muslims. Humne kalma padha hai. After that, kalma padhne ke baad humne kya kiya hai? What have we done? After the kalima, when he comes to namaz, I can't offer my namaz because I'm too busy. When it comes to the month of Ramadan, before Ramadan starts, my sugar high you just see. Yeah, so I don't have to keep roze. I've got this problem. When it comes to zakat, I can't pay my zakat. I've got value of business for £200,000. I can't pay zakat. So we don't even pay our zakat. That money that Allah Ta'ala gave you, we can't even give that back in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, Hajj. We don't perform Hajj when Hajj is so easy nowadays. Can you imagine? In the olden days, people used to walk it to Hajj. Log paidal Hajj karte the. People used to go on ships. For months and months, they used to be away from their families. They used to go and perform Hajj. Nowadays, you get a ticket. You get your visa, which is most likely, alhamdulillah, is so easy. You sit on the plane. You sit on the comfortable seat. You might have a first class VIP seat. You sit in there. You go to your 5-star hotels. And the opposite your hotel is the Kaaba. That's how easy Hajj has become for us. But do we perform Hajj? Ham Hajj karte hain. We don't do Hajj. Why? Because of X, Y and Z, all these problems, I can't perform Hajj. And the other, jo neki ka hukum deta hai, one part is to invite people towards the right path. How many times have I invited someone? There's one, you know, common thing that we've got in our society. Choro ji, apni apni karo. No, Islam is not about apni apni karo. Islam is about inviting people. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. Ta'muruna bil ma'ruf, invite people, forbid them from doing evil. Inko neki ka hukum dein, inko deen ki taraf bulaye, inko namaz ki taraf bulaye, call them towards the right. We don't do that. See, people are committing sins in front of us. छोड़ो जी दवा करो ने ये अपनी कब्र ही जैसी मैं अपनी even your own children सारे अपने बच्चे we say to them as well छोड़ो दवा करो इनकी that is wrong that is a bad attitude to do that because in the day they're your children you know we see our children today sadly on the streets causing nuisance to the people breaking people's cars you know robbing adultery sharab You know, drugs, alcohol, you name it, our children are doing it. How many times have we stopped them? Hum kyun is tarah karte hain? Why do we not open our eyes? Why do we not understand that this is not the reason why I was created? We're opening from one business to another business to another business. But when it comes to the faraiz of the deen, I'm neglecting them. These faraiz of the deen are like a chain. They're all into this. Ek ye chain hai, ye ladi hai, they're all joined together. There is one of the scholars, I heard him, and he says that a person who does not perform his namaz, jo namaz nahi padta, on the day of judgment, he will be punished. And the one who offers his salah, namaz padta hai, zakat nahi sari deta, his namaz will not benefit him. The one who performs hajj every year, yeah, you'll see people like that as well. Har saal hajj karte hain. वापस आते हैं सबसे बुरे काम फ्रॉड धोखाबाजी वही करते हैं पीपल गेट पुट ऑफ लाइक दैट यू नो वो पीपल से ओ ये जी ये ज्यादा मैं बेहतर या नहीं आज करा इवन दो दैट इज रॉन्ग टू से दा बट व्हाई वुड पीपल थिंक नेगेटिव अबाउट दैट हज शुड बी अ थिंग दैट व्हेन यू कम बैक बंदा वापस आ जाए रहा दुआ करो मैं भी अगले साल जाऊं बट पीपल कम बैक एंड दे डू देम थिंग्स अगेन एंड पीपल गेट पुट ऑफ आई हैव सीन सो मेनी पीपल कितने बंदे में तक है हाउ मेनी पीपल आई हैव सीन When they talk about Hajj, they always talk about, oh, that's why I don't do Hajj, because I don't want to come back and do these bad things again. The only good thing that, you know, we want to do, वापस अचीने आजी रोक में जरूर आहन. पर हैं, पुठे कम एक भी नहीं छोड़या, आजी में जरूर आहो. When someone doesn't say Haji to me, आजी हैं जनाब, Hajj करीते आया. Oh, how's, mashallah, Hajj करीते आया जनाब. You still do them dodgy things, your dodgy deals are still there. Oh, you did Hajj, Hajj should have changed you. But my Hajj did not change me. The wajah kya hai? So, yeh pyare Islam, inshallah, we'll talk about that later in our next episode. In today's episode, I just want to have this that, you know, those people who don't perform Hajj, jo Hajj nahin karte, they've got the money, they've got everything, lekin they still don't go for Hajj. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah azza wa jal, he says, میں کسی بندے کے جسم کو صحت مند بناؤں اور اس کی روزی میں وسعت عطا کروں پھر اس پر 5 سال گزر جائیں اور وہ میری بارگاہ میں حاضر نہ ہو تو بے شک وہ محروم ہو that the person who does not I give him everything I give him wealth I give him physical health but that person I give him a lot of risk وسعت رزق میں کی ہے but then what happens that person 5 years pass by he doesn't come back to me Then Allah Ta'ala, He says, بے شک وہ محروم ہو. You know, He is stripped of His possessions. You know, Allah Ta'ala is saying that He is stripped of His possessions. حضرت سیدنا ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہما ارشاد فرمایا جو شخص حج نہ کرے اور نہ ہی اپنے مال کی زکاة ادا کرے وہ موت کے وقت مہلت مانگے گا. It's the first ayat I mentioned in the Quran. That he will ask, he will ask for time. The one who did not perform Hajj, who did not give his zakat, wo mohlat mangega. So he was asked that mohlat, time is the kuffar, the non-believers, they will ask for time. And he says that yes, Allah Ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِي أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُن مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And spend what we have provided you before death approaches any one of you. And then he says, My Lord, why did you not give me respite for a little while? So I would have given charity and become of the virtuous. Main nek banta, parizgar banta, I would have done good things as well. We're not going to get another chance. You know that as well. Duniya mein banda, you got stopped by a police officer. You haven't got your belt on, you're talking on the mobile. Maybe he'll let you off. But majority of the time, they don't let you off, do they? But what are they going to do to you? Fine you? Theek hai, paise hain janab, there you go. You paid your fine, end of story. But when you don't perform Hajj and you die in that state, it's not the end of the story, it's the beginning of a new story for you. And that new story could be the punishment of the fire of hell. That new story could be that you're going to be ending up in the fire of hell. And how fierce is the fire of hell? Kitne khatarnak jahannam ki aag hai. How we learn from the scholars. Kabhi humne seekha hai. Jahannam ki aag. What is it compared to the fire of this world? Hum kitne aise aise kaam karte hain. Koi darte nahi hai. We're not scared. Dekha baad itak kya jaasi ji. The fire of hell compared to the fire of the dunya. The scholars, they say, if someone was to be taken out of the fire of hell and be put into the fire of this dunya, he will go to sleep. Banda so jayega. That's the difference. 70 times more difference in the fire of hell than the fire of this dunya. And we cannot withstand the fire of this dunya. Choti si aag lag jaye na. You know, even a flame or even a spark comes out, we get scared. If it goes into your eye, you can lose your eyesight. Just imagine what damage that can cause you. A small little spark of fire can cause damage that you can lose your eyesight. Can you imagine the fire of hell, what damage that will do? Allah Azza wa Jal forbid. Be scared from the wrath of Allah. Hazrat Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Jubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Mera ek maldar padosi mar gaya. Usne haj ada nahi kiya tha. تو میں نے اس پر نماز جنازہ نہ پڑھی. He goes, my neighbor passed away. He did not perform hajj. I did not offer his salatul janaza. MaazAllah, we're not saying he was a kafir. But that was the amal of Sa'id bin Jubair رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. اس گناہ کو علماء کرام سراحت کی وجہ سے کبیرہ گناہ شمار کیا گیا اور اس کی دلیل سخت وعید ہے. The scholars, they mention one of the biggest or the greatest sin is that a person does not perform hajj when hajj is farz upon him. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, always, you know, be scared from the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. Always ask yourself that why am I not doing hajj? Why is it, what is the problem that I cannot perform hajj? Yeah, there are some people that cannot perform hajj. Just like women. Women are not allowed to travel without their mahrams. Without mahram means that their husband, their brothers, their sons, their nephews, they are the mahrams. They can travel with them. Cha-cha, mamu, they are the mahrams. But without mahram, women are not allowed to travel. Times have changed. Aurtaan azad. Yeah. You see women going on hajj. Where's your mahram? Oh, jana tayari nisi hona chodos. Main kal li ju liya hajj par. You can't. The hajj is not farz on you. And those people that have strong iman, these people are successful. They might not have more money than you. They might even live in a hut. They might live in a hut made out of bamboo trees. They might live in a hut made out of mud. But their iman is strong. They're far better than you and all your wealth. Why? Because their iman is strong. Itna iman is our iman so weak nowadays. Hame bilkul ehsaas nahi hai. We got a massive house, we spend hundreds of thousands, pure mohalle ko batate hain janab. And outside kya likha hota hai? Wallahu khairu raziqeen. Allah behtar hai rizq dene wala. No doubt Allah is the one who gives you rizq. Then why are you scared of closing your business for a while and doing your hajj? Why are you scared to go to your manager and say to him that I'm going for hajj? Why are you scared? You're scared of losing your job. Then you are scared of losing your job and then you say, Wallahu khairu raziqeen. Halanki sacha amal hai. You are saying the correct thing. But why are you scared? Does your manager, does your boss, does he write the risk for you? No. He is just a means of risk to you. Allah Ta'ala, He can give you risk from wherever He wants. Allah Ta'ala can give you risk from those sources that you've never thought, you never dreamt of these things. Allah Ta'ala will risk you. One door will close, 10 doors will inshallah open for you. Your manager, your line manager, your owner, your boss has not given you ijazat to go on hajj. Leave the work. Write a resignation. Right, I'm leaving job. I know so many people who have traveled. Alhamdulillah. Last year, an Islamic brother traveled on hajj. He goes, I said to my manager, look, hajj is farz upon me. I can't. Oh, no. You can't go. We are very busy. It's a busy time, therefore if you go, I can't guarantee you job. Oh, don't worry, mate, there you go. That's my resignation. When I come back, if you need me, call me. I'm not going to call you either. If you need me, you're going to call me. And that Islam brother, he says, the day he landed, he got a call. Please, can you come back to your job? Allah is the one who gives you risk. Bandu par na guzara karein. People can't give you nothing. Allah par bharosa karein. Allah will inshallah give you. Don't worry about your job. And when I'm talking about farz hajj, nafli hajj, theek hai, nafli hajj hai, they don't give you a days off from work. Aapne hajj farz kar liya hai, that's fine. Lekin if hajj is farz upon you, please remember this. You cannot work in a place where they stop you from acting upon your deen. Some people say, janab, hukam hai, namaz nahi padne ji, unka kya karna, namaz maaf hai. No, it's not mu'af. Namaz is not mu'af. You have to offer your salah. Allah will give you more. I heard from one of the scholars who says that a person who leaves a job for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he works in a place which is not halal for him. Wo job uske liye halal nahi hai. And he leaves that to earn halal living. Allah will give him more than those people who ask from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why? Because to safeguard his iman, he is leaving his job. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, aap koshish karein, pyare Islam bhaiyo. Allah Ta'ala will give you more, and Allah Azza wa Jal will bless you more. One of the scholars, he also mentioned, and I heard Amir al-Sunnat as well, that those people who do perform Hajj and Umrah, Allah will multiply that double and return back to you. I've seen so many people, when they go on Hajj, they do taxi drivers, factory workers, yeah, they stop their job, they don't get paid. Sometimes they have a holiday, sometimes they don't have a holiday. They leave, they don't get paid for that. They spend nearly £6,500 doing Hajj. But yeah, what happens is they're going for Hajj. Allah Ta'ala will give those people so much that inshallah, and I've heard, and I'm a witness for this as well. I have met many people that have said that we spent nearly £15,000 coming for Hajj. And as soon as we got back, you know, we took out loans from our friends, you know, interest-free loans. We went on Hajj, came back. Allah Ta'ala gave us so much. Inshallah, don't give up. Allah is the one who provides with risk. What you are scared of, Allah is the Rabb of that as well. What are you scared of? If I leave my job, I'm going to lose money. Allah is the Halik and the Razik. He is the owner of that job as well. If you lose one job, I guarantee you and I promise you and I guarantee you that. You leave one job, Allah will open 100 doors for you. But have the aqidah. Aqidah paka karein. Wo dagmag na banda hua hai. Pata nahi kya ho si. Bon kujo si, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye. May Allah Ta'ala accept our hajj and may Allah Azzawajal give us the ability to inshallah Azzawajal make the correct intention and the correct decision to go on Hajj, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And koshish karein, pyare Islam bhaiyo. This program that you are watching, try to invite other people as well. Try to invite your family, try to invite your friends. And hopefully, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you'll achieve all this as well. And alhamdulillah, when you watch Madani, especially this series of Hajj, why are we recording this series? Why are you watching this series? So that we can try to change the minds of people, especially those people who are, you know, in the middle, those people who are still thinking, shall I go, shall I not go? Shall I go this year, shall I go? I saw this buzurg, and he says, 20 years ago, 20 saal pehle main niyat ki thi, aaj par ja sa. That's the same year, oh, kamai bhi chutti goni, 1 year's gone. Next year, daughters got married. Third year, sons got married. Fourth year, had to do repairs of the house. Fifth year, went ill. Sixth year, 6 saal tak main bimar rahe. After 20 years, now I've got the opportunity that I've come for Hajj. What if he died in that time? Koi pata nahi hai. Maut ka koi pata nahi hai. Please try to understand this and try to make the intention for next year Hajj, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to act upon what I have said. Ameen bichahi Nabiya Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
This Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha. May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life.